While not considered a glamorous job, the down-ballot Freeport Township Assessor race sure is getting a lot of attention. Just check recent letters to the editor for proof. The longtime Freeport Township Assessor decided against a re-election bid. That opened the field and turned up the heat for the office. Third-generation Freeport resident Brad Hartog says he's ready to take on the role.
You know, the same family has controlled the assessor's office in Freeport for 50 years. So I was warned early on that this race could get very ugly and nasty, and that my opponent would not give up easily without a fight. So this is something I certainly was not looking forward to, and I do not enjoy, but I've been trying to run a very positive campaign based on the issues, and my wife and family have been very supportive, and I'm really doing this to benefit the people of Freeport and move Freeport in a positive direction. I think we really need some positive change in this office.
Hartog is a real estate appraiser and current chairman of the Stevenson County Property Assessment Appeal Board of Review. Challenger Meta Ridgway has more than two decades of experience in the Freeport Township Assessor's Office and currently serves as Chief Deputy Assessor.
I'm not a politician. I don't enjoy being a politician. But if I want to advance in my field, this is what I have to do. And, you know, I've worked in the assessment field from ground up. I kind of look at this as applying for a promotion. It's just the voters are my employer, and they're the ones that get to decide. And I hope that my dedication to the job over the years and my compassion for the property owners when they come in and their situations is conveyed that, you know, I am looking out for the property owners. I am looking out to do a fair and accurate job.
The job description for an assessor includes the ability to make sense of pretty complex calculations.
Well, the role of the township assessor is actually, it's kind of a narrow and limited role, but it's extremely important. Basically, what they do is they identify all the parcels or properties in Freeport Township, and they measure and record each property's relevant features and amenities. And then they're responsible for valuing each property at one-third its market value. You know, the assessor's office holds a lot of information as to the relevant characteristics of each property within the township. So many times insurance agents, realtors, and appraisers contact the assessor's office looking for information rather frequently, sometimes on a daily basis. However, the homeowners usually contact the assessor's office to better understand how their property value is determined. So I think it's up to the assessor to do a really good job on explaining to homeowners just how they arrived at their assessed value and do that in a way that makes sense to the homeowners.
Ridgway says it's not always a popular job, but involves a great deal of public service.
When the public comes forward to voice a concern about their assessment, we have an open door policy at this point that we want the public to be informed. We want them to come in and ask questions. So we'll help them fill out an appeal form if they really don't agree with the value. We explain how we arrive at the value. And if they still don't agree, then they have that right to file with board, and we'll help them do that.
Technology is a large part of the job to crunch those numbers.
We have a computer program that's basically been tailor-made for us, so we don't have those extra costs. Every time, if we need something updated or upgraded on that, we can, contract out to have that done.
That's one area where the candidates disagree.
Currently, the assessor's office is using a very outdated, antiquated, and unsupported software system from the 1980s. And I think by updating this software, we can become more efficient and more accurate, which will drive down the cost to the taxpayers.
Another campaign issue is when the Freeport Township Assessor's Office is open or not.
I've checked with every full-time staffed assessor's office in Northwest Illinois, and all of them are open 40-plus hours a week except for Freeport Township. So I put an end to half-day Fridays and require the staff to work 40 hours a week like the rest of the hardworking taxpayers of Freeport.
Ridgway says this claim doesn't paint the full picture.
When we're doing inspections of properties, when we go into view to see if there's conditional issues, it was better to be available earlier in the morning. Our 37 and a half hours that the employees get paid for is not any different than it was when it was 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. That has not changed. It's just that the hours changed so we could accommodate the public.
both candidates have laid out wish lists for their first few months in office.
The one thing that I would like to implement is educating the public more than what we have been able to in the past. You know, even if it's open forums that they can come in and get more information, I want the public to be informed. It's huge. I mean, people need to have an understanding of how their properties are valued, how they're, you know, what different amenities, what different things as far as location and size and goes into play. Some people have some idea, and others, you know, they're just like, okay, you set my tax bill, and that's not really the case. I want people to understand that the assessments are arrived at based on what's selling on the market. Once we're done with establishing those values, we're done with the tax process. You know, we don't create the levies. We don't decide the tax rates. And people need to know where to go to get that information to voice their concerns in every arena. And I think educating the public is huge so that they have that understanding.
Hartog wants to reestablish a collaboration with the Stevenson County Assessor.
Because when we work together, we can be more efficient, we can drive down costs, provide greater transparency, better customer service, and greater accuracy.
The primary will be held Tuesday. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.